Hello and welcome to Massage Therapy Radio. This is your host, Don Dillon, and tonight's seminar is part of a series, More Productive, More Time to Care, produced by Don Dillon. You can hear replays of this show and our other past shows at massagetherapyradio.com. For those of you tuning in tonight, I'd like to remind you that while you're viewing our broadcast show, you can send in questions by typing in the Q&A box. Please include your name and your town that you're from so that we know where you are. Tonight's guest is Nadine Curry Jackson, and she has owned and sold two successful massage therapy businesses and is starting on her third. Nadine had an idea that arose from the frustration of trying to find a massage therapy continuing education course while in Florida. Her very good friend and colleague who taught continuing education courses expressed frustration with getting the message out to massage therapists about her course offerings. And now Nadine's new company, CEU Compass, was born. Its mission is to provide the best internet search engine for massage practitioners to find CEUs. Nadine, I'd like to welcome you to the show tonight.
Thank you, Don, for inviting me. I enjoy listening to your show all the time, and I am pleased to participate in these discussions.
Now, you've just started a new company entitled CEU Compass, and this is specifically for massage therapists and other practitioners in the bodywork field. Can you tell us a little bit about this company?
Yes, it's a massage therapy CEU course search engine for massage therapists or practitioners to look at to find out about courses that are going on in the United States and Canada. We also have a site for international as well. And what we have are practitioners that are actually posting their or not practitioners, but presenters that are posting their courses on this site so that it's easier for the massage therapist or other practitioner to find out that information.
And what caused you to start this company?
Well, like you said in my bio, I was a little bit frustrated trying to find a course when I was traveling down to Florida last spring. And there's a lot of not search engines, but information out there, but there's not one nice, neat package where you can find this information. Usually you're bombarded with a lot of other information that's along with it, and I wanted to make this as simple as possible. I thought, why isn't there a site out there where you can just log on and find out if there's a CEU course that's going on, maybe in the location where you live or in another location. Also to find out if, you know, there may be a course that you're specifically looking for, say, for instance, like a Thai massage course, and being able to search for that on this site and making it easier for that for the massage therapist to find that information. So that was one of the reasons. The other reason was I am involved with a massage therapy school, the Atlanta College of Therapeutic Massage, and we do get people coming in that offer continuing education courses, but it's hard for them to find a link of how to get that information out to the practitioners other than calling or contacting the provincial or state association. So, and plus, sometimes with massage therapy publications, they may miss that deadline for getting the information out to the public. So this one here is like a quick and easy way for the presenter to pass that information on to the site. It happens immediately, and then what will happen is that the practitioners will be able to find that information just by logging in. It's free for the practitioner for looking for the information, but the presenters, it costs just a small fee for them to post their information. And actually right now, between now and their course is held between now and the end of September, it's absolutely free for them to post. So I think that this is a need, especially with the responses that I've been getting lately. I've gotten 150 postings since July 12th from practitioners, so I know that there's a need out there for them to get that information out to the massage therapist.
And you were telling me before we began our broadcast that you're getting you're getting responses not only from Canada, but from the U.S. and even Mexico.
Right, yes. We have 22 states that have posted courses. We have 5 provinces, and we have one that's from Mexico right now that's posted on the site. So, about two-thirds of the postings are from the United States at the moment. But I am working on getting that information to the presenters in Canada. And this is where I find it interesting. When you try to find presenters in Canada, there's not really any place to find this. So it's very hard to get that information out to the presenters in Canada compared to the States when you're searching for this stuff on the Internet.
You know, as a presenter, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
We should have a localized source that could list all of the various workshops that are going on so that people can find a course where and when they need it.
Right, and that's what I'm doing. Like it's, you know, because it is, it's very hard. You have practitioners that are actually looking for these courses, and they're wondering who can they contact to maybe invite them to their area. And hopefully I can make that connection between the practitioner and the presenter as well, because I've already got questions from practitioners saying, I don't see a course that's in such and such, and do you know who we could contact to bring them to our area?
Hmm. Now, as you know, this the seminar we're doing tonight, the presentation we're making is part of a series that talks about how massage therapists, massage practitioners, can use technology to enhance their massage therapy business. And your new business relies very much on technology. It's a web-based format for practitioners and presenters both to use. Can you tell me, over the years, and I know you've taught for the Atlantic College of Therapeutic Massage in Fredericton and have been involved very much in the New Brunswick Association, are massage therapists in general, are they embracing technology?
Well, I do have to tell you a little story about myself first before I get into this, because I didn't embrace technology right away. About 20 years ago when I went to university, my first year at university, we had a computer assignment that we had to do. And back then there weren't many computers. Like in the computer lab, there was one computer that was in there, and you had to sign up for it for a 30-minute slot. And I remember going in there and taking the entire 30 minutes to try to find out how to turn the computer on. And so this was not a good experience for me, and maybe some people can relate with this. Then what happened was that over the years I sort of stayed away from computers or technology, especially being in the massage therapy profession, because we get into the massage therapy profession so we can get away from those office jobs that we used to do, and we think of the computers as maybe being this evil type of monster. And so and we sort of pride ourselves in not using technology. But I think that's changing, and I have noticed the changes over the years, especially after I started teaching. I had a little bit of technology when I had my own massage therapy practice, but not much. But it has changed, and the demographic has changed with massage therapists. You're seeing this new generation that's definitely more comfortable with the technology, and I had to become more comfortable with it as well, even when I was teaching, because you had to, we have PowerPoint projectors now, and animations that we show, and this is what the students want to see. So there is a generation like my generation, which is probably the lead pencil society, where I went to school with a notebook and an eraser and a pencil, and that was, you know, there wasn't much technology to that. Students coming in with laptops under their arms and communicating through technology, you know, the times are definitely changing.
So how do you feel the older generation, the massage therapists, practitioners that have been out for some years, do you see any barriers to them accessing this new service that you're providing, or what do you think they'll do to overcome those barriers?
No, well, the most important thing when I design or when I had my website designed is that I st- stressed that it had to be user-friendly and that I didn't want a lot of information. I don't want to bombard people with too much information, just enough information so that they can understand what, you know, what's going on. So I didn't want to make it too fancy. So the site, when you go onto it, it's very simple, and it's quick and it's easy to use. So with the generation that is not as comfortable or familiar with technology, it's not as as frightening to look at when you go on the site.
Well, Nadine, maybe I should just take a moment to tell our listeners out there that are viewing the broadcast page that there is a large button that has your company name, CEU Compass.
Yes.
And if you click on that button, that will take you directly to Nadine's new site where you'll be able to see how to sign up, whether you're a presenter offering courses or you're a practitioner that is looking for courses. Maybe I'll take a question from the audience at this point, Nadine. We've got Barry from London that asks, so how does a seminar provider become part of your company or listing? Could you take us through the steps?
Yes, I can. What you need to do is go to the website, ceucompass.com, and on there you will see two buttons, one for the practitioner and one for the presenter. And all you need to do is link on to the presenter side. You need to check mark the terms of agreement on there. And then once you're in, you need to make an account. So you'll go through, and if you want to find information more about the website more detailed, you just go to the welcome link. But if you go to the listing, what will happen is that you need to first make an account, and this account information is not shared with anyone. This is just so that we have this information about the presenter. Once you've made that account, then you have an account that will direct you right directly to another page that will ask you if you want to post a listing. And you just post the listing right from there. So it's very simple. The format is very easy to go through. And say, for instance, if the course right now, between July and October, the course is offered, the posting is for free if it's held between these months. But after that, there is a charge, and all you need to do is buy the credits, and it's just through PayPal. So as long as you have a credit card, you'll be able to buy those credits. And what will happen is if you buy the credits and you don't use them all up, they're saved in that account that you've made. So you can go back later to use up the other credits that you have on there. So each credit is worth one posting. Hmm. You can also edit your information that you post. So say if you have it up on the website and you wanted to put more information on it later about that course, maybe you forgot, you can always go back in there and edit that posting. You can also, there's another little button on there that will actually give you all the listings that you've done. So you can just hit that button and it'll bring up every listing that you've put on the site as well.
I'm just visiting the site right now. I've been on it previously, but I'm looking at it. I went on the practitioner side, and I find it very easy to use. The buttons at the top are very attractive, very easy to find what you're looking for, and there's a listing based on what country you're in and or what province or state that you're in. Be able to search by region, search by topic. Dates are listed, and then when you click on any of the courses, there are more comprehensive information with contact information and cost. So it seems like a really easy way to find a course that you're interested in, find out everything about it, do your research ahead of time before you actually sign up.
Yes, yeah, and that was the purpose behind it, is to make it as easy as possible for the practitioner to be able to find this information. The other added value on the practitioner side, and this is great for the presenters as well, is that if the practitioner signs up for the newsletter, they will actually get weekly emails telling them what is going on in the area that they want to know about.
Hmm.
So if they want to know, for instance, what is going on in Ontario, they don't have to visit the site every day to find out. they can make an account with the newsletter and sign up for that, and we will send them the updates every week. So it's a bit easier, because I understand with massage therapy and other types of professions that are similar, sometimes we don't have time to sit down and go through this, and we forget sometimes. So this is just a quick little reminder for them. So, and this is great for the presenter as well, because that information is being sent out on a regular basis.
I noticed there's some incentives on site, too. You have a little benefit here that practitioners looking for a course can win $300 toward their registration. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is just to celebrate the launching of our site. What we've done is for any practitioner that signs up for the newsletter, we will put them in a draw for a $300 gift certificate towards any CEU course that's listed on CEU Compass. So and this is going on between now and November, or the end of November. So we'll have our draw at the end, or in December, and we'll notify the person, the lucky person that wins.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got another question coming in from the audience. And by the way, those of you that are out there listening to the broadcast tonight live, if you're looking at your broadcast page, there's a Q&A box where you can submit your question for Nadine. And please put your name and your city so we know who you are and where you're from, and click the submit button, and we'll receive those questions, and we'll try to get to as many as possible this evening. Here's another question that I guess it's asking you about: how do you screen the sources of the presenters that are providing? How do I know that the course is really accredited for CEUs and is legitimate, basically? Is there any kind of screening process that is done to ensure that the courses are being offered, that there isn't a problem with them, or they're legitimate courses?
Right. We have had questions this week from people asking about this already, and they raise a good point. And what we're actually doing, my website designer right now is working on having another section on the practitioner side, saying that they need to, we encourage them to contact their professional association to make sure that this course is accredited. And also on the presenter side, when they fill out their posting, we are going to have a section on there that is going to ask them who they are approved by. And so we're not a regulatory body, and there are several different types of regulatory bodies that are out there. And so it would be very hard for me to find out specifically. So we're honoring what the practitioner is, or the presenter is telling us with their posting. But I always would, you know, just to be sure, I would make sure you check with your regulatory body or your professional association on finding out specifically if this course is something that they can get CEUs or CEU credits for. Now, there are going to be other practitioners out there that don't really care if they get CEU courses or credits. There's not many, but there are some. And they just want to take the course because they think it's interesting. So, for those people, they don't need to find out if it has been approved.
Sounds like we got another question from Mary, this time from Illinois, who's suggesting the same thing, that in Illinois, the Illinois Massage Therapy Licensing Board suggests that in order to provide services, they have to be registered with the Board of Illinois in order to provide those. So it sounds like the service you're providing will draw people's attention to various workshops, but there's still that caveat emptor quality that people will still need to follow up and make sure that the courses that are being offered are accredited and recognized by their particular professional association.
That's correct. We also are working on with associations, because we have been in contact with them, and we want to work on some sort of data that we can get from the associations And there's several different types of associations that are out there, or regulatory bodies, and so that we can have something on the presenter's side that has a document that they can go to where they can contact these regulatory bodies or associations and find out how they can get accredited with that association. So we're going to try to provide that link for them as well, because I have been getting emails from presenters asking, how do I get recognized by a specific association in Canada, for example? And I had to, you know, find some information and provide that for them so that they can contact those that association and find out how they can go through the process of getting accredited. So hopefully maybe what will happen is that this will provide a service for getting courses accredited as well.
Very good. Now, Nadine, you have been kind enough to offer a draw prize this evening. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about that so that we can pick a
yes.
lucky winner from this evening, and then we will have a few more questions before our show draws to a close.
All right. Well, for the listeners, they have a chance to win the choice of either a $50 reimbursement of the cost of a continuing education course that they've taken during the next 12 months, or a free posting on CEU Compass that's good for courses posted or held, I mean, between October 2008 and October 2009.
Very good. Thank you. Now let's tell our winners how they're going to win that. I'm going to ask everyone to look at your broadcast page, and there's a large button there that says CEU Compass, the name of the company that Nadine is telling us about this evening. I'd like you to click on that, and you'll be taken to the general page that will ask you to choose between the practitioners or presenters. So if you could click on to the terms of an agreement and go into where it says welcome practitioners. So we're trying to find the practitioners. And then we'll go to the listings page. It's very easy to find. There's a button at the top that says listings. And I want you to go down, and then there is, let's pick an interesting one. Let's pick the sixth course down, listed from August 21st in 2009 in Toronto. It's about the sixth course down. And I'd like you to type in the name of that course, the full name of that course, in your Q&A box that's available on your broadcast page. So again, going, looking at your broadcast page, click the CU Compass button, the large button there on the page. It'll take you to the CU Compass website. Click on Practitioners. Of course, you'll have to agree to the terms right there. Come in and look under Listings and look for the sixth listing on the page. Now, when you find the name of that course that's featured on August 21st, 2009, type it in the Q&A box and make sure to include your name, city, and also your email address so that we can contact you after to let you know if you've won. So if you can do that right now, we'll continue with the course, and if we can get our responses before the end of the show, we'll be able to announce the winner. Now, Nadine, if I can ask you another question, I think this is a very exciting, I can certainly see it from both sides. As a practitioner who is looking to upgrade my skills and someone myself who's presented in six provinces, I would love an opportunity to be listed somewhere where people could easily find my courses. I find that sometimes they have to jump through a few hoops to find where I am and what I'm doing. So this is a wonderful utility. I wonder if you can give us the five-year lookout of what you would like this CU Compass to become.
Well, my plan is to have this as the number one search engine for continuing education courses, and to have maybe the provincial associations and the state associations actually referring to CEU Compass when practitioners are looking for for a continuing education course. I'd also, because I strongly believe in continuing education, and I know that sometimes it's a struggle for massage therapists to find the right course, and so hopefully this is going to provide that service for them and make it easier so that when they think about having a CU course, they automatically think about going to CU Compass.
And do you plan on extending beyond massage practitioners, or will this be primarily a massage therapist or practitioner resource?
Well, right now it's just for the massage therapy practitioner resource, but maybe at another time we may actually, extend our service. But I find that when you do that, sometimes it dilutes it. So, my love is for the massage therapy profession. I've been working with provincial associations for the last 12 years that I've been that I have been a massage therapist, and starting a school for massage therapy here. So my goal is to help the massage therapy profession ultimately. So,
and we need a lot of help.
Yeah, well, I think that it's getting our, especially with technology, is embracing it and becoming familiar with it, and I just see it helping our profession.
Very good. I think it's a wonderful resource. We've had quite a few responses. I wonder if we can announce our winner at this time, and then we'll take one more question before we close our show. So the winner, the first one to get the correct response, is Karen Ball from St. Augustine, Florida. And the answer was Hot Stone Therapy Level 1. Karen has provided her contact information, and so I will make sure, Karen, that Nadine contacts you after the show to award your prize. So congratulations.
Congratulations, Karen.
Now, Nadine, before we close the show, I wonder if I can field one more question. This is from Jen. Also from London, we're getting some activity from London tonight. People tuning
in
to the show. How are provincial associations responding to your website?
Well, because we just launched on July 12th, I have sent communication emails to associations this week, and I have been getting some positive responses. There are concerns because of the they don't want to, endorse CU Compass and give members a false impression that these courses are going to be approved by them. So that's why I need to work with the associations to make sure that, I ask presenters who they are approved with, as well as they're making sure that practitioners know that they need to make sure that they follow up with their professional association to make sure that that course is approved through their association.
Wonderful. I'm going to close our show now. We had a lot of great questions, interested responses, and a few people that had submitted for our draw prize. So I think it was a very good show. I think you've uncovered a real need in the massage therapy profession, Nadine, and this is something that's going to grow fast and furiously for you. So I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Don. I'd like to mention, too, that just during the show, my husband always is checking on the postings that are going on the CU Compass site, and we're actually up over 160 postings now, last half hour. So.
Wow.
So that's great. So hopefully we do get some traffic there. And, I just want to remind that the site is always free for the practitioners, always, for them to go in and look at CU courses. And it is free for the presenters to post their courses until the end of September. And thank you very much, Don, for inviting me to talk with you tonight.
Oh, it was my great pleasure to have you, Nadine. And I want to thank our listeners out in Massage Therapy Radio Land for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can listen to a replay of this broadcast and other Massage Therapy Radio broadcasts by clicking on the link that is on your broadcast page, just under the large CU Compass button. And, of course, if you haven't visited CU Compass, please make sure to visit that website and see all the different offerings that are available to you. Also, I would love to hear your feedback on this show or any of the shows that were in the technology series, and there's a link there if you want to contact me directly, Don Dillon. And there's also a link for our next broadcast, which begins in about 15 minutes, where we'll be discussing modalities, ultrasound, and electrotherapies. So thank you, everyone, and good night from Massage Therapy Radio.